Hi, welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name's Bob Orlowski. I'm the director of the myeloma section and the acting chair of the Department of Lymphoma Myeloma at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in sunny and humid Houston, Texas. One of the questions that referring physicians and patients often ask me is how do they decide between the benefits and the risks of using either a doublet or a triplet salvage regimen? And this is a very important question because we have now a variety of two-drug regimens, for example, high-dose carfilzomib with dex, as well as three-drug regimens, for example, ixazomib with lenalidomide and dex, or carfilzomib with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. And so you really do have to pick between them. One way that I often use is to try to judge the aggressiveness of the myeloma. If you have a patient with relapsed disease, but their monoclonal protein is only slightly rising, and they're not really truly clinically symptomatic, probably a two-drug regimen would be sufficient in that kind of setting. But if you have somebody whose monoclonal protein is really rising rapidly, they're becoming anemic or hypercalcemic, or their creatinine is rising, and you get the sense that this is a more aggressive myeloma, then I think really a three-drug regimen is the best way to go in the salvage setting. Another way to think about it is, what is your ultimate endpoint? If you're thinking about taking the patient to stem cell transplant, for example, either if the patient didn't have a transplant before, or if the patient is eligible for a second autologous transplant, then often the goal is to try to reduce the myeloma to as low a level as possible, as quickly as possible. And then I would probably prefer to use a three-drug regimen, because your goal is hopefully to use maybe two or four cycles and then take them on to transplant. Whereas if you think your patient is not a candidate for either first or second transplant, and you're thinking more about the long haul, then a two-drug regimen, which probably will be a little bit better tolerated, would be the better way to go, with the hope that these patients will be able to stay on that two-drug regimen for a longer period of time. So these are some of the factors that I consider. In general, I think I try to use a three-drug regimen much more frequently than a two-drug, but certainly, as I mentioned, if you have older patients with many comorbid medical features, or they're not transplant candidates, and they have a relatively indolent form of myeloma, I think a two-drug regimen is great. For most others, I would do a three-drug regimen. So thanks very much, and I hope that this helps the next time you have to try to make this decision for your patients.